This is the Social Workers Introspective, providing an up-close view of the role and impact of social work in our community. I'm Dave Smith. In this special series, we're speaking with area social workers and social work students about the field of social work, why they've chosen this field, and what it would mean if we did not have social workers.
My name is Brennan Harp. I'm a senior social work student at Hardin-Simmons.
From your perspective, what is social work?
I think that's a great question. I think that social work is often, people get confused about what it really is. In my own personal beliefs, I just think that social work is about helping the people around you in whatever, you know, agency or community you're involved in. It's about advocating for people that maybe don't have the rights that we believe in. It's not about taking over. It's just more about helping them know that they have the control to change their own destiny, I guess. Kind of more about just giving them the belief in their self, not fixing it for them, but teaching them and showing them that they can fix it themselves.
What branch or kind of social work are you studying?
At Hardin-Simmons, we have just a generalist program for our undergrad, so it's just kind of all kinds of social work. We do have internships for our senior year, and I'm doing mine with just a local hospice group. I guess my kind of view of social work right now is more end-of-life situations.
Why did you pick that?
I think I just kind of wanted to get out of my comfort zone. I had done work with children and families that may be low income or things like that. So I just kind of wanted to get out of my comfort zone, and I knew that hospice and end-of-life issues would definitely do that.
So what is your comfort zone?
I think at just a smaller, like, nonprofit, working, you know, with children, I guess, families, kind of things like that.
So what's the most difficult thing about doing hospice?
It is hard. I mean, you're obviously, like, faced with death every day, you know, seeing death. You know, I mean, I've been in the room when people have died, and so that's really hard. And also families, just seeing them experience loss firsthand is really hard. So yeah, just the loss overall. And I mean, case to case is different. Sometimes, you know, they get you a little more than others, I guess, just kind of depending. So,
why do you want to be a social worker?
Honestly, I have just kind of fallen in love with the profession. When I look at my life and what I want to do with my life, I know that I want to make a difference. And I know that that sounds cheesy, but, you know, like, I truly do want to, like, leave this world a better place than I found it. And I truly believe in social work and the values that social work adheres to. And, you know, just showing people that they're worth it. And then, you know, just back to the hospice thing, you know, giving these people dignity and worth at the end of their life, I feel like is huge. And something that our society maybe doesn't recognize a lot. I guess overall, just the love for people and wanting to show that and what I do with my life.
Who are some influential people for you in terms of social work?
I definitely think our social work professor, Ms. Millern, has inspired me a lot. Just in the way she teaches and the way that she believes in social work, I feel like is inspiring. She's very passionate about it in everything that she does. She's very involved in ASW and in wanting to advocate for the profession. And so that's inspired me a lot. I would have to say all of the social workers I've experienced at hospice are inspiring. Seeing what they do every day definitely make me want to do it more. And then anyone that works for CPS, I feel like, should get a golden award or whatever. And so I think just that whole agency is inspiring in what they do and what they deal with. So.
Podcasts of the first and second season of the Social Workers Introspective available at our website, www.kacu.org. Tune in Wednesdays and Fridays in the month of March for the Social Workers Introspective, only on community-supported KACU.